Kristen Meinzer is here for a very different kind of movie now. There's a new BBC documentary coming out all about the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II on June 2nd, 1953. Seems pretty standard fare for the old BBC, except this one has what no other documentary or TV show has ever had, an interview with Her Majesty herself. Apparently, it took 22 years for the BBC to nail down this interview. The Queen, she's a tough get. She's the toughest get. She's never sat for an interview before. BBC's royal commentator Alistair Bruce sat down with the 91-year-old monarch to talk about the crown jewels, including the everyday crown, you know, the one that everyone needs, the one that you can really get dirty.
You have to keep your head very still.
Yes, and you can't look down to read the speech. You have to take the speech up. Because if you did, your neck would break, it would fall off. So there are some disadvantages to crowns, but otherwise they're quite important things.
Kristen Meinzer, of course, is director of nonfiction programming at Panoply, co-host of When Meghan Met Harry, a royal wedding cast. Kristen,
yes.
Welcome.
Hi.
Queen Elizabeth has never given an interview. The BBC is even technically calling it a conversation to appease the palace. It's not an interview. It kind of makes it remarkable, though, that she agreed to it.
Yeah, I mean, she has had a few conversations before, but as far as like a really big deep dive where it's about herself and... This is a huge deal because no monarch has ever talked about the coronation. This is a very sacred thing. It's like a combination of a baptism and a wedding and a million other things all in one giant ceremony. No monarch has ever talked about
the
coronation.
So why now? Why did Queenie do this now?
These are her glory days. These are her final days. You know, she's getting up there in years and she's going out on a high note. People love her. The crown is hugely popular. Her grandsons, her two eldest grandsons are... possibly the two biggest rock stars in the whole world right now. And Harry, of course, with his wife-to-be Meghan from America. She's got international appeal. This is a very special moment in her life. And people are loving who she is right now. And she's letting a little bit of her human side come out.
And interest in the royals is soaring. I mean, I, like many people, feel like I've already seen the coronation because I watched The Crown and they went into it in such detail.
Yeah, but funny, she says she has never seen this footage.
Right, never seen the footage that she watches with the BBC in this.
Yeah.
But people love this show. Claire Foy as Queen Elizabeth II is amazing. Matt Smith is amazing. The queen, the real queen, doesn't have to do an interview like this, and yet she thought that this was the time.
Yeah, and I'm so glad she did because we're learning little tiny bits and pieces about her as a human, not just as a monarch. We learn the stuff that they keep from her. For example, during World War II, all the crown jewels were disassembled and hidden. Normally, they live in the Tower of London. They're always guarded by yeomen. They're always completely, like, behind many layers of glass and so on. But she didn't even know what they did with the crown jewels during World War II. And we find out in this documentary, they tell her, we found out they were disassembled, put in cookie tins, and then hidden in the basement of Windsor Castle. So we get all these fun clues like that. But we also get to hear her say very cute things. Like, for example, when she picks up the crown, she says, this thing weighs a ton. And then when she's looking at the pearls, she says, how sad are they just hanging there? Pearls are alive and they need to be kept warm. Mm. So we get little tidbits of her human side, and it's very sweet.
A 91-year-old queen granting a little bit of an audience. Kristen, look, we're Americans. We have no time for kings or queens. In fact, we went through a lot of trouble to get rid of these people in the first place. Why are we so interested in them? Because really we are. I count myself right along with them.
Yeah, I like to think that they are the longest running reality show in human history. It's a 1,200-year-old family drama, people marrying their cousins, beheading people, having affairs, doing all sorts of nefarious things. And it's always an exciting thing to watch. And they just are never going to go anywhere. So it's so fun to see what unfolds next. And especially right now at this peak moment, where Meghan, one of our own, an American, she's going to be marrying into the firm, and she looks more like the rest of the world. You know, this family is very white, very, you know, they have a certain look. They are very British, and even though they're German also, and now we have somebody who is an American who's half black. She's like us, even though she's a famous celebrity. And it's just a very exciting time for this family.
The coronation is on the BBC, but Queen Elizabeth, Her Majesty herself, Queen Elizabeth II, is helping out for this one, helping us. Kristen Meinzer, what a pleasure to have you back.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Kristen Meinzer is host of When Meghan Met Harry, a royal wedding cast. Thanks, Kristen.
Thanks. God save the Queen.